You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Foster Poultry Farms, LLC, a Livingston, California establishment, is recalling approximately 3.8 million pounds of chicken corn dog products that may be contaminated with pieces of wood embedded in the batter, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Services announced. The products subject to recall were produced between July 30, 2024 through August 4, 2025. The products subject to recall bear establishment number P6137B, either inside the USDA mark of inspection or printed on the packaging. These items were shipped to retail and institutional locations nationwide, including Department of Defense and USDA Commodity Foods donations. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources held a public hearing on a proposed rule change for PFAS standards on Thursday. The forever chemicals have become a troublesome issue across the state as municipalities seek to remove them from their drinking water. The rule change considered on Thursday would bring the state's PFAS standards in line with Environmental Protection Agency standards. State law says Wisconsin's drinking water program cannot have looser standards than federal requirements under the Safe Drinking Water Act. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and law enforcement partners say they interacted with over 1,600 ATV and UTV riders during their safety campaign on Labor Day weekend. The Think Smart Before You Start campaign sought to ensure all riders were using the state's trails responsibly amid an increase in fatal ATV and UTV crashes. They say the three most common citations issued to riders during the safety campaign were for not wearing helmets, not wearing seatbelts, and illegally operating on a highway. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.77 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 20.3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 22.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of $1.20 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 0.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon. The national average is down 10.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 4.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, while the national average slipped slightly over the last week, it's once again been a mixed bag depending on where you fill up. Gas prices cycled upward in Ohio and Michigan, declined in Indiana and Delaware, and pain is about to return to California and neighboring states following last week's refinery fire outside Los Angeles. He added, while OPEC again agreed over the weekend to boost oil production for November, the real story for motorists has been regional variation, especially in areas served by California's supply system. Though the damage from the fire appears limited, the West Coast is likely to see prices climb, while most other areas can expect relative stability or slight declines. A one-vehicle crash injured a passenger. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Sunday morning at approximately 11 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a single-vehicle crash in the town of Viroqua. April Ann Sullivan, 44, of Reedstown, was traveling east on County Road SS east of Lewison Road. She reported being distracted and went off the right side of the roadway on a curve. The vehicle struck an embankment, overturned, and came to rest on its top. April Sullivan was evaluated at the scene, but refused transport to the hospital. Her passenger, a 41-year-old male from Viroqua, was transported to Vernon Health in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, have announced Wisconsin residents can now access Inflation Reduction Act home energy rebates directly at retail locations with instant discounts and post-purchase rebates. Through the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates Program, customers can purchase qualifying electric appliances bought in-store or online, building upon the contractor-based rebates available since late 2024. Households earning less than 80% of the area's median income may get 100% of project costs covered, up to $14,000. Households earning 80 to 150% of the area's median income may qualify for 50% of the project costs, also up to $14,000. Visit the Focus on Energy Safe Switch Guide for assistance with making the switch from gas to electric. To check qualifications, find income limits, or apply, visit focusonenergy.com/IRA-here. BBB Scam Tracker continues to receive multiple reports of job scams involving fake job offers from supposed HR reps from different companies. Consumers have reported to BBB Scam Tracker that they were contacted by people claiming to be HR reps or recruiters from various real companies, including Amazon, WBD Global Streaming, Aquent, Creative Niche, and Scion, staffing with offers to apply for jobs. In an attempt to make these job scams more humanized, scammers are impersonating real companies and using different names to seem more personal. Consumers have reported receiving these fake messages from names such as Rebecca Harris, Grace, Jasmine Martine, Linda Jackson, Megan Collins, Dorothy, and Olivia Grant. These messages may promise remote working options as well as high salaries and big money-making opportunities. To avoid employment scams, research job offers first. Visit a company's website and look up its contact information. Do an internet search with the company's name and the word scam to see if anyone has reported a fake job offer. Beware of jobs that involve receiving and returning money. Legitimate companies don't generally send money to new employees before work is done. Be careful with your personal information. Never provide anyone with your personal information until you are sure you can trust them with it. Watch out for easy hires. If a company claims they want to hire you without meeting you either virtually or in person, and if they don't conduct a job interview, you're probably dealing with a scammer. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3 on homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3 on homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top 5 at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number 1 album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number 1 film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment, numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just 6 $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number 2 in its second week after opening number 1. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number 1 next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number 1. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number 1 movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Saturday Night Live Season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed 2 or 3 times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some crisp fall weather for today. Plenty of sunshine. High temperatures in the comfortable mid-60s. For tonight, mostly clear, chilly with lows in the mid-30s. On Wednesday, more of the same. Plenty of sunshine with highs again in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 45.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.